Uganda, often referred to as the Pearl of Africa, is a country with a rich history and a diverse cultural heritage. Its journey to independence in 1962 marked a significant turning point in its history. While political leaders and activists played a pivotal role in the struggle for independence, it's essential to recognize the less discussed but equally crucial role that real estate played in shaping the nation's destiny. In this blog, we will explore how real estate contributed to Uganda's independence journey. The colonial legacy. Before delving into the role of real estate in Uganda's independence, it's essential to understand the colonial legacy that shaped the country's socioeconomic landscape. Uganda was under British colonial rule from 1894 to 1962, and during this period, the British established a structured land tenure system that significantly influenced the distribution of land and resources. 1. Land dispossession. The colonial authorities introduced a system of land ownership that favored a select few, primarily European settlers and local elites loyal to the British. This resulted in the dispossession of land from indigenous communities, leading to landlessness and economic disparities. 2. Agricultural development. Real estate in colonial Uganda was primarily focused on agricultural development. Large estates were established for cash crop production, such as coffee, tea, and cotton. These estates displaced local communities and disrupted traditional farming practices. The rise of nationalism. Uganda's journey to independence was characterized by the rise of nationalism and a desire for self-determination. Real estate played a pivotal role in this process. 1. Education and awareness. The ownership and management of real estate, including schools and churches, allowed nationalist leaders to educate and mobilize their communities. These institutions became centers for political discussions, fostering a sense of unity and resistance against colonial rule. 2. Economic empowerment. As nationalist movements gained momentum, they recognized the economic importance of real estate. Owning property, particularly in urban centers like Kampala, provided a source of income and economic empowerment, reducing dependency on colonial structures. Post-independence real estate challenges. While Uganda achieved independence in 1962, the challenges related to real estate continued to shape the nation's journey. 1. Land reforms. Post-independence governments initiated land reforms to address historical injustices related to land ownership. These reforms aimed to redistribute land to the landless and address disparities created during colonial rule. 2. Urbanization. Rapid urbanization led to increased demand for real estate in cities like Kampala. This led to issues related to land speculation, unplanned development, and inadequate urban infrastructure. 3. Housing and development. The real estate sector became central to Uganda's economic development. Investments in housing and infrastructure were crucial for urbanization and economic growth, but challenges related to affordable housing and sustainable urban planning persisted. Conclusion: real estate played an intricate and often overlooked role in Uganda's journey to independence. From the colonial legacy of land dispossession to the economic empowerment of nationalist leaders, real estate was both a tool of oppression and a means of resistance. Post-independence, addressing real estate challenges has been critical for achieving equitable economic growth and urban development. Uganda's story serves as a reminder of the multifaceted nature of struggles for independence and the importance of addressing land and real estate issues in post-colonial societies. Recognizing the role of real estate in historical narratives enriches our understanding of the complex forces that shape a nation's destiny.